Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1398. Three Simple Ways to Add Meditation to a Busy Schedule by Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, always with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now, it is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I want to share with you a little bit of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, to get what you want in this world, follow the road with the four P signs. Be persistent, persevere, be patient, and above all, be positive. Jim Carpentier. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Three Simple Ways to Add Meditation to a Busy Schedule by Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. A lot of us are, quote-unquote, busy. It's difficult to find time to work out, eat right, see family and friends as much as we want, excel at work, and fit in time to relax. Add meditation to all of that? Forget it. If all of this hit home, maybe add I'm tired to that list, a simple meditation strategy is exactly what you need. The benefits of meditation are plentiful, from reducing stress, to elevated mood, to better and clearer decision-making, and less reactivity to things like bad traffic. The number of times or length of time you meditate per day may not have an increased utility for you. What does, however, is the consistency at which you practice. I have provided three different simple meditations you can practice on your own, depending on when you can fit it into your quote-unquote busy schedule. Morning meditation. Just breathe. 6 a.m. Alarm clock blares and you wake up. Heart rate is racing from the jolt. You sit up on the edge of your bed facing the window. It's still quiet outside, and you haven't checked your email or social media yet, right? Set the timer on your phone or watch for 5 minutes. Sit up in bed, either on the edge or against the headboard, and simply start to breathe. Focus on your inhales becoming smooth and your exhales becoming long. The breath is felt in the belly. It fills with air and rises. It empties and falls. Aim for a 4-2-6 cadence. 4 counts on your inhale, 2 counts holding the breath at the top, 6 counts on your exhale. Now at first, these do not need to be full seconds, but simply focusing on making the exhale longer than your inhale. The use of the belly is called diaphragmatic breathing, which has benefits outside of meditation, like in the gym. Pro tip, random thoughts will pop into your head. We cannot control our thoughts. However, we can control what we give focus and attention to. Simply let the thought run its course. Then, refocus on the breath. Practice will make you stronger. Afternoon meditation, the sixth sense. 12 p.m. It's time for lunch at work, and everyone is already stressed out. Meetings are behind like a poorly run doctor's office, and your email blew up the second you got to work. You can't ever find time to meditate before work, so lunchtime it is. Take your lunch outside to a nice, sunny place where you can find some peace. Sit up tall in a comfortable seat, whether it be a park bench or grass in the park, and just relax. This meditation follows your five senses, which we tie all together to find your sixth sense. The sixth sense is presence, not seeing dead people. First, we start with sight. One, sight. Close your eyes. What do you see? Picture your surroundings as pleasant. By deactivating your sense that provides most of our inputs during the day, sight, we heighten the other four. Two, taste. What do you taste? Have you been chewing gum during the day? Just finished your morning coffee? Reflect on what you taste as a way to be mindful about what you eat. What fuel have you been providing your body today? Three, smell. What do you smell? Flowers in the garden or the smells of a big city? A food truck nearby or a restaurant preparing lunch? Taste and smell provide our strongest, most memorable set of senses. Four, sound. Really listen. What do you hear? The laugh of children playing in the park? The wind whistling by your skin? City sounds or the silence of nature? Be a passive listener and let the sounds come to you. What sounds have you been missing as you invite them in? Five, touch. What do you feel? Connection to your seat or the earth. Maybe you're slightly warm or slightly chilly. Feel the wind across your face or sunshine on your back. And six, presence. Finally, we combine all five senses together and we get presence. You're seeing, tasting, smelling, hearing, and feeling life. It is going on all around you. It's just finding 15 minutes to stop and see or maybe taste, listen, and touch, and smell the roses. Bedtime meditation. Declutter your mind. 11 p.m. Our busy day is finally done, but the stress and to-do list remains. You're too tired to think straight, but your mind disagrees and won't let you fall asleep. There is still simply too much to get done. The first step is to transfer that to-do list to an actual written list. Outsource these worries to a list to free up some headspace. Make it 6 items long and start with some easy wins to be completed in the morning. Now you're not actively trying to remember anything and you can focus on relaxing. Now this next practice is one more focused on mindfulness and gratitude. One, consider 3 people you were grateful for today. Why did they make you happy? What did they help you complete? How did they make you feel? Concentrate a few deep breaths on those emotions. Two, consider 3 things that you accomplished today. What did you get done that made you feel successful? Did you make someone else happy? Did you excel at work or at play? Maybe it was a perfect swing of the golf club or simply a good hug. Three, consider 3 reasons why you are the best person ever. What are you putting out into the world every day that makes you unique? What do you do for people that helps them find joy? Are you funny or caring or thoughtful, athletic or loving? And 4, finish with 3 deep breaths while lying on your pillow, smile while you take them, and have a beautiful sleep. Have the best day ever. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Simple Ways to Add Meditation to a Busy Schedule, by Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I so appreciated Jason's article because I often get asked about how to squeeze in healthy habits for those that are super busy. And it's all about making the best with what your schedule will allow, just as Jason mentioned. And sometimes we have to be a bit more proactive about planning some time for ourselves. I know for me, it can be really easy to sit, read, and respond to email after email, and then the next time I look at my watch, 3 hours have passed. Whenever possible, try to incorporate those moments of self-care, as Jason described. Little moments like these, when performed consistently, can change your entire day. Now, I have to make sure to mention that one of Jason's tips is something that I find super helpful and research has found to be very effective. That tip is, drumroll, create an actual to-do list. Write down those things you didn't get around to today. The beauty of this is it unburdens your mind. It's less energy you'll have to spend later trying to remember all of those things you have to do. You won't have to think about those things for the time being when you write them down. Now, you can just relax for a moment, just breathe, and allow your mind to be calm. And I know it sounds silly, but it really does feel good to cross off that item off your list the next day. It always makes me feel so accomplished. All right, that does it for today. I hope you're having a fantastic middle of the week, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.